Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, if you want to reach the show, there's a couple ways to do that. You can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com, or you can have somebody rent a limousine and then drive over here and then come say hi yourself. You can do that as well. Let me give you a traffic report. And the weather, it's wet. And that's all you got to know about the weather. It's wet.
I got to have more cowbell.
You can't have more cowbell. And the other thing to remember is drive carefully, because you don't need to be there in a hurry. 5 extra minutes could be the difference between not getting into an accident. That's kind of an important element. Here's what we've got coming up. The Son of God movie released technically last night at, I think, like 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, whatever the case may be. Big release today. It's already, by the way, in case you did not know this, in the first 2 hours, did more than the other movies that opened up at the same time, already beating some of the big Hollywood blockbusters. That's what we like to see. Some people go, well, there's controversy, Dave, because they've changed this or they've done this. Let me see. You'd rather watch a movie about adultery and killing and murder or a movie about Jesus? Which would you rather choose? I'm going to go with Jesus because I think he is better. So the bottom line is this. When we come back, we're going to be playing an interview that I did with Mark Burnett and Roma Dani about Son of God. I want you to hear from their words what they have to say about the movie and why they made the movie. And by the way, this is not just a movie. Oh, this is what they did on television. Then they just made it into a movie to make more money. Wrong. Two kinds of film. Oops, wrong. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to sit tight. I don't want you to go anywhere. I want you to stay put and listen to what we're about to play. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You better not go anywhere. You'll understand when I say that something.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Save time and money. Go to TrueCar.com and find out what others have paid for the vehicle you want. They have sold over 1 million cars. Save time, money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com today.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here with an invitation for y'all to visit my brand new website. It's theretirementprofessor.com. That's all one word, theretirementprofessor.com. On my brand new website, we have a monthly newsletter. There's articles on retirement topics like Social Security and tax planning strategies. There's seminars and calculators and all sorts of educational materials designed to help folks to make informed decisions on their finances. You can also contact me right there on the website if you have a question or if you want to schedule a consultation with me. So check it out, theretirementprofessor.com. Or if you prefer, you can call my offices directly at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation and visit theretirementprofessor.com or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
If it wasn't for Calvary Ranch, I would not have a hope for the future that I do right now.
Each and every day, lives are changed at Calvary Ranch.
The reason I came here was I never got off the Xanax that I was using to counteract the meth that was really had a hold on me for the first 4 years of my addiction.
Friend, this is Pat Boone. If somebody you love needs help, please call Calvary Ranch today. Calvary Ranch is recognized as one of the most effective recovery programs in the country, and it's affordable, about one-tenth the cost of comparable programs. You heard me. So, for a free information packet from a caring counselor, call 800-404-2258. Again, 800-404-2258.
I feel a sense of peace that I haven't had before.
Calvary Ranch, where God does the healing. Call 800-404-2258. 800-404-2258.
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. If you're not sure what email is, they've invented fire. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you're thinking about this or not. I am. In February, the 28th of February, in fact, the Son of God movie is coming out nationwide. 20th Century Fox is releasing it, and the executive producers, coordinators, and Christians à par excellence are on the phone with us. We have Roma Downey and Mark Burnett. Folks, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, David. How are you today?
I'm doing excellent. I'm really doing well. I'm really excited because the last time we talked, you guys were just introducing the series The Bible onto television, and 100 million people watched that series. And I'm excited to see what you guys do, moving it from the small screen to the big screen and making it a big screen experience, kind of like an epic experience for a motion picture using Jesus Christ and the story of the gospel. What brought you to move it from TV to film?
That's exactly what you said, David. It's, we realized when we were filming in Morocco for the TV series how unbelievably connective and emotional the Jesus part of the filming was. So we expanded that, we filmed more, and we knew it deserved to be seen on a big screen with people in theaters, in community, experiencing the Word of God and the love of Jesus. And I have to say, we've now been to about 20 cities, we've done screenings for groups of pastors, and it's unanimous how people feel. They just feel the love. It's a beautiful film experience.
All right,
and also, David, you know, Jesus has not been on the big screen in almost 10 years. It's been a decade since the Passion of the Christ, and his whole story hasn't been told on the big screen in almost 50 years, with the greatest story ever told. So Son of God, the movie, tells the story of Jesus' life from the nativity right through to resurrection, and it's just touching people's lives, and we're so excited about the release.
Now, that's what I want to touch on, guys. That's the big point for me, for the audience and people that we engage with. You guys are doing this movie. It's spanning the life of Jesus from his humble birth through his teachings, through the crucifixion, and through the ultimate resurrection, which, of course, for certain people in media is a bad idea because they don't like the resurrection part. I'm asking you right now, just as we're doing the interview, the resurrection, it's going to be more than one zillionth of a second, right?
The resurrection is a huge part of the film. We go from the resurrection, him coming back, and the moment with Thomas. We go right on through the ascension and the Great Commission, and we actually end up at the very end on Patmos.
Wow!
And the vision of Jesus, letting him know, I'm coming soon.
What I'm excited about is there's just not a lot of people that get involved in a project like this that understand, hey, it's great that Jesus came and that he had these great moral teachings. Even my own mom thought, oh, he was a great moral teacher. It's like, Mom, the great moral teacher taught he was the Messiah, the Son of the living God, and either that makes him a liar or a Lord. You got to kind of choose. You can't kind of vacillate in between the two. And the resurrection has a lot to do with understanding the reality that those teachings were true. How did you guys, I mean, here's my first question. I saw the Bible miniseries, it was great. Now I'm getting ready to watch this movie series. How did you transition? Did you think in your minds, though, this will be easier, or was it harder to do the film?
I don't think it was either. Honestly, sometimes when you get a calling and you feel you should do something and you know it's a calling from the Lord, it's not always clear. It's not like, you know, in the Bible, actually a conversation with God. We just knew this had to be on the big screen. And from the minute we decided to do it, we just did it. And, you know, I think it was all hard, David. You know, it's been 5 years just going and living in Morocco and shooting it. But if anything was like the real work on the movie was how to make you connect emotionally, completely emotionally, in the 2 hour 15 minutes, because you don't have 10 hours. And how does someone from the very beginning right through to when you hear Jesus say he's coming soon at the very end on Patmos, how do you keep the pace and have someone leave the movie theater just feeling so uplifted? And that was the real work of how to make it flow in 2 hours 15 minutes. It took us probably a year and a half of editing and thinking of how to do it.
Wow, that's a lot of commitment to that process. Let me ask you this, Rome. I was reading some of the quotes from some of the different pastors. And now being born and raised Jewish, then becoming a Christian, I don't really have a denominational, you know, slant left or right. Doesn't really matter for me. But I noticed that Pastor Rick Warren made a wonderful comment about it. Reverend Sam Rodriguez did. Bishop T.D. Jakes also made a comment. So to me, your work is spanning into an interdenominational process, kind of moving beyond, let's say, spiritual borders into a collective. And was that part of the intent, or was that just the result?
Yeah, David, you know, if everything begins with the intention, the intention on this always had been, first of all, to spread the gospel, and second of all, to find the places that we could unite people in the name of the Lord. You know, and there's so much more within our faith that connects us and divides us. And it's been beautiful to see that Son of God, the movie, has been a place where people are coming together. They're seeing the movie. They're seeing the value of the movie. Church leaders across the country are seeing what a great resource this movie is in helping explain and helping give a visual, fresh visual presentation to the story of our Savior. And it's, you know, there's also an opportunity here, I think, David, you know, the faithful will find the movie and it will be meaningful to the movie. But Mark and I are most encouraged because we also see a great opportunity here for this movie to reach out to people that maybe don't know the gospel, maybe somebody that doesn't know about Jesus. And where it's harder, perhaps, to invite somebody to go to church with you, it's easy to ask somebody to go to the movies with you. And let's face it, Jesus was extraordinary. His life was extraordinary, and people need to know this story.
Wow, excellent answer. So, I mean, that's a that point right there, though, for me, that's a really solid practical element. If you invite people to church, they're like, eh, but you invite somebody to a movie and go, dude, popcorn. They're like, okay. And
That's right. And the movie is, you know, it's opening hearts. I mean, our job as filmmakers is to make those emotional connections. And I know that when the heart is opened, grace can move in.
Yeah, powerful. Let me ask you. It's two things I want to say. One thing I want to say, and then one thing I want to ask you. One, Lightworks Media. That's the company that both of you have. And as I see it listed, and I'm just going to say this as a Christian and as a brother in the Lord, the wisdom of the way that I would be involved in it. I would list my wife first too.
Of course.
I just think that's wisdom.
for all the men out there listening, let me always list your wife first. And actually, having worked with Roma for 6 months in Morocco filming every day, I learned that my wife is always right.
And when you're wrong, refer to rule number one.
Happy
marriage. That makes it a little easier. Now, going back, Lightworks, you guys actually have a media company. I mean, it's dedicated to shining a light and bringing uplifting content to people. So you did the Bible series. You're doing Son of God, which is a movie release. You're doing additional projects too, aren't you?
Yes, we are focused, as you said, on shining light. And, you know, we just realized after all these years of making so many TV shows, and still today, I think right now we have 5 TV shows on. They're all family friendly. You know, The Voice and Survivor and The Apprentice, Shark Tank, Sing Off. These are all our shows. But we leveraged that media power into Lightworkers to allow all that previous experience to allow us to make projects which were Christian and faith-based. And, of course, the Bible worked out. Son of God comes out February 28th, and we're hoping to inspire a new generation of media kids and young people to step up and have courage. And by seeing us, who are well known in the media, having our Christian faith front and foremost, ideally that will encourage other people. But what we need, we don't have the marketing budget, obviously, on Son of God for movies like The Hobbit or Hercules or whatever's coming out. We just need our Christian brothers and sisters to tell people about this movie in the way that you are, David. And we're so grateful to you to spread the word.
Well, it's my privilege to do anything that will bring honor to the Lord. And I think anytime you're talking about a movie that's going to glorify and acknowledge Jesus Christ in any capacity, I'm 1,000% behind that. There's no questions about that. Here's the wrap-up question. I know because your guys' time is tight, and I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. It's just one simple question, but it might not be a simple answer. For each of you, for the movie experience, you know, Son of God, their empire, his kingdom, for that movie, what did you take away as a main lesson for each of you? What did you get?
The making of the movie was an extraordinary experience for Mark and I to get to do it together in our marriage, to do it with the person you love, to tell the story that you love, to be immersed deep in your faith. It was an extraordinary journey. It has been and continues to be an extraordinary blessing in our lives. I feel it has deepened our marriage and deepened our faith. I had the opportunity also, David, to not just work as producer of the film, but to act in the film. Your listeners may remember me from the years Untouched by an Angel, and I had an opportunity in Son of God to step into the role of Mary, the mother of Jesus, and that was an extraordinary experience. I have loved Jesus my whole life. I love his mother, and I brought a mother's heart to the role. And the scenes filmed at the foot of the cross were especially emotional and extraordinary. I have heard it said that it wasn't nails that kept Jesus on the cross, but love. And I guess maybe in the making of this film, I really got to be reminded of what an extraordinary love story it is and how much he loved us. And I'm humbled by that and grateful for it.
Very powerful. How about you, Mark? Was there something that really just like, man, this is, I really got this? Was there something that stood out for you?
Yes, echoing what Rama said, it's the love story. But and we love all of it. Listen, we've spent on this project now five years. We're like swimming in an ocean of love and faith every day because we're working on this every day. It's such a, we're so grateful we have the chance to do it. But I will, for your listeners, share something, which is, you know, you're never going to have everything figured out of when the right time is to take the step that you know you should take, not just in becoming a Christian, but in doing things to glorify the Lord. And so the people that need to get everything lined up tend to never really start. You should know that we didn't know when we began that we'd actually pull it off. We didn't know the movie would even get distributed. We didn't know we'd find the money to make it. But we started anyway at full force. It's important when you have a calling and you know it's the right thing, just start walking, even though you don't even know how to get there. Things come to you. They just do. I guarantee you. And we are perfect examples of how that comes true. Because this movie is really coming out on February 28th. And we're really on the radio with you right now talking about it. And we didn't know how to even get there. But the Lord does provide.
Amen. Amen. You know, it just reminds me of Peter getting out of the boat. You know, you get out of the boat, he has to take that first step. It's like, dude, you'll never understand till you get out of the boat. Take that first step. Great job, you guys. It's really, it's my privilege to have you on the show. I love having you on. I want to support the projects you're doing. So especially because of the heart that you guys have for the Lord, encouraging others and uplifting others and inspiring others. Excellent job. And thank you from all of us here in San Diego. We appreciate the work that you guys are doing.
And we appreciate you. And your listeners can go to sonofgodmovie.com. And there's also a site, Share Son of God, which is resources to send videos out and send information out. So it's all around Son of God movie and Share Son of God movie.
That's right. And I heard you earlier, David, asking everybody to tweet and so on. So if you could tweet it up out there, if you're listening, that's how you could help partner with us to just let everybody in the country know that Son of God is coming to theaters February 28th.
That's right, folks. February 28th, 2014, from 20th Century Fox. It's coming from Roma Downey and Mark Burnett. And they're people that love the Lord and want to share the message. You definitely want to participate. You want to talk about it. You want to share. Here's the big thing. You want to invite somebody because that is a great evangelistical tool. You don't feel like you're Billy Graham? That's all right. Buy him some popcorn. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we've got more fun for everyone. Don't go anywhere.
We've come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Aramco Financial invites you to the Willowbrook Country Club in Lakeside, March 27th at 6 p.m. for a free educational reverse mortgage workshop. Call 866-611-30 or online at aramco.biz. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco. BRE 01853626 NMLS 277-316.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
Planet Shakers Awakening 2014 is coming to San Diego on Friday, March 7th. With founders and lead pastors of Planet Shakers, Russell and Sam Evans. Lead pastor and founder of Cornerstone Church, Sergio Della Mora. And the world-renowned Planet Shakers band. You do not want to miss out on what will be an incredible event. Join us March 7th to 8th, 2014 at Cornerstone Church. Register online today at planetshakers.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905. That's 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, David Spoon here with news from KPRZ. KPRZ is giving you the opportunity to send your child to a top Christian school for half price. That's right. Give your child the Christian education you've always wanted them to have and pay half off the regular 2013-2014 school tuition fee. Hey, it's not too early to plan for your child's school choice for this fall. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the half price tuitions banner to see the participating schools. Then get ready to prepare your children for their future.
G'day, Kay Ledson here with the Agua Hediondo Lagoon Foundation. Because we care about keeping our waterways clean and healthy in San Diego and around the world, we invite you to join our Tip Top Run, a 5 or a 10K course on March 22nd. Your early bird entry fee of only $45 will help keep the lagoon beautiful and the Discovery Centre open year-round. Thanks to our sponsor, Tip Top Meats in Carlsbad, your entry fee includes delicious food, incredible fun for the family, and a cool T-shirt. If clean, healthy water is important to you too, then come celebrate World Water Day at Agua Hediondo Lagoon on Saturday, March 22nd. Get your exercise with our Tip Top Run and then exercise your brain at our fascinating Discovery Centre. Come see my favourites, Lincoln and Winston, the Australian Bearded Dragons. They live at the centre. To register, go to aguahedionda.org. That's aguahedionda.org. And make a difference on World Water Day. Good on you.
Hey, great news! Your home's value has probably skyrocketed over the last couple of years. So you can refi for up to 80% of your home's new value without paying for mortgage insurance. Take that stack of cash and pay off all of your non-deductible debt, credit cards, car loans, whatever, and replace them with cheaper mortgage interest, which may be tax deductible. Check with your tax advisor. Make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. And with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you what your home's current value looks like and figure out how to cut your monthly nut while cutting your interest rates too. So take 5 minutes and call us at 866-590-CASH and take advantage of our fixed rates as low as 3.5% rate and APR with no closing costs. None. The sooner you call, the sooner you could cut your total monthly payments.
Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 6038780. NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? If you need to protect your castle, who you gonna call? Excalibur Roofing, that's who. Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to get a hold of the show, you send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You can also go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Then also follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle.
Yes.
That's what I said. Ooh, that, that was pretty good, actually. Let me just tell you right now, I've got a flash piece of information for you. It's rainy and cloudy out. Just in case you didn't know, in case you have been in a vault somewhere, like in a meat locker or something, it's wet out. And then also, additionally, traffic-wise, it's Friday, it's wet, drive safe. That's all you really got to know along those lines. We did want to, I do want to give a shout-out. We were doing the whole process for World Orphans, and I want to give a shout-out to Christine. She also donated $100, and we really appreciate that, Christine. So thank you very much for participating in that. More info on World Orphans, just go to kprz.com. You can also call 888-ORPHANS at any point and help them out. Ministry that is definitely worthwhile. Couple things to tell you. We've got a caller who's our guest who's going to be calling in a little bit. We're going to be talking to him. Plus, after that segment, the last segment, guess what happened yet again? Yet again. I mean, this is the place I work. Yet again, one of our own. One of our own in Salem Communications, not on KPRZ, but on KCBQ, one of our own, yet again, telling people how to get to heaven and being wrong. And, you know, I don't want to say it makes me want to throw up, but oh, my gosh. Will people stop being Bible teachers who have not read the Bible, please? I mean, for the love of all that is righteous and holy, if in regards to politics you want to talk, yap away. But in regards to the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21, and you're not a believer, stop trying to be a teacher. I don't know why that's so hard. Robot, am I losing my mind? Am I losing it? What do you think? Yes? No? Yes? No? Okay. I don't know what Ron is saying. He's saying, yes, I'm losing my mind. Okay. No. I'm just saying, it's just, I could go on a rant for like a day. It's like, folks, if you're a Christian, right? You're a believer, right? You believe God created the universe. Robo producer, do you believe that God created the universe? I mean, it's a pretty easy question. I can't hear you if you're answering because there's no voice coming through. So, did you say something? Because
there now, can you hear me?
Yeah, were you?
I was wondering why you weren't responding to me.
I couldn't hear you. What?
Yes, I believe God created the universe. Yes.
Okay, so if you believe that God created the universe, do you believe that He can write a book?
Yes. Pretty simple thing.
I mean, no, you don't understand. He can create the Big Bang, but he can't write a book. What kind of logic is that? That's the logic that says this. I'm going to win this woman by telling her she needs to get in shape. That's a way to win a woman. And it's like that kind of thinking. It's like, what is wrong with that? It's like the idea that people who are not committed to studying, learning, growing, developing, and embracing truth that comes from Scripture are teaching about Scripture is to me, I'm just sorry to say.
And it baffles me when it comes from a smart person. Like, it's black and white.
Well, here's the thing that I have the hard time with. And people can get mad at me. Look, I've said this before. I've said this to my family. Oh, you're an arrogant young man. Yeah, but I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again. And being an arrogant young man, when I die, I'm going to face God. And he's going to say, why should I let you in? And it's not going to be because my works were good. That's not going to work. How about because I believed in the testimony you gave regarding your son, that he died on that cross for me? That's what works. I think it just hurts me a little. I don't know. We'll talk about it later. All right. Do we have Russell on the
line? We have the man, the myth, the legend, Russell Shubin on the line.
Russell Shubin, ladies and gentlemen, from our very own, and I just want to make sure, because Russell didn't probably hear the rant just before he got on, from Christian Outlook and ChristianOutlook.com. By the way, Christian Outlook on KPRZ on Saturdays, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., and him and I are lobbying to move that up to a little later time. But it doesn't matter, because you can still hear it. You can listen to it through the net. You can go online at ChristianOutlook.com. The man who's been interviewed on this show more than any other person now, Russell Shubin. Russell, you with us?
I am.
great to be with you again. How are you?
I'm doing well. You probably missed my rant, and I'm not going to put you in the middle of it, but we did have somebody in the Salem family, not in the Christian Talk family, but the Salem family telling people how to get to heaven, yet telling them wrong once again. So you probably don't want me to get down that road and talk about that, because we know that it's salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ and not through our good looks or our good works.
By grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone.
Amen. See, this is why Russell's on the show. Now he's calming me down, because it's like, what? All right, Russell, talk to me about Christian Outlook and what's going on the show. What do you got happening?
Well, we got quite a range of material and some great stuff and some great stories that should be of interest, both for just tracking with the news and being responsible, but also tracking with and paying attention to our life in front of Christ and our growth in Him. We got a great segment talking about the story in Ukraine, and it was only about 2 or 3, maybe 4 weeks ago, that we talked about Vladimir Putin and compared the Sochi Olympic Games to 1936 and those in Berlin where Hitler was holding forth, and it only took, boy, the games hardly ended and Russia's making their presence known in Ukraine. We also got a great story on just the gender confusion that marks our culture today. There's a young man in Azusa, California, who says he is a girl, says he's a woman, and he's got the approval to play on the high school girls' softball team. Quite a huge issue there. And then we got this issue in Arizona where the governor, Jan Brewer, she vetoed this bill. But this bill and those like them, that is, there's other states that are considering, and there'll be more along these lines. This bill was branded Jim Crow-ish, that is, separate but equal, and that sort of all this old civil rights language attached to a bill that was designed to protect religious conscience. Huge issue there, and an issue that's just going to be a big part of the future for all of us. We got a quick look at Doug Birch talks to Jonathan Merritt about how iTunes Radio is destroying your soul.
Wow.
And Craig Groeschel, I don't know if you know him. He's from Life TV. He's actually the guy behind the YouVersion Bible. I bet you there's a lot of people out there listening right now who have a YouVersion Bible on their iPhone or their Droid. He's got a big ministry, but he's also got a book looks really solid. It's called Alter Ego, becoming who believing who Christ says we are, the sense of it is, the core message from the book is that He wants us to not be obsessed with what others think about us, but what God thinks about us, and don't be paralyzed by believing lies. Just a great devotional look at becoming the person that God says we are.
All right. That's a major lineup.
Yeah, it's quite a range. Even as I was looking over it before I was getting ready to talk to you, everything from Vladimir Putin to how iTunes Radio is destroying your soul.
Wow. All right, let me ask you this. I got a couple questions on this. First and foremost, let's just back up to the Ukraine element, because I saw that the Soviet Union was getting rough and tough and kind of putting people in place and taking over airports. And then I saw another report come out saying that President Obama said, you better not do that. And I'm just sitting there thinking when I read that, isn't that kind of like when the people were picking on other people and they're like, you better stop that. I'm going to tell my mom. I mean, it's like, I don't understand where the real, I mean, what is it that Putin would actually be concerned about that he would even, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's is he going to even respond to that?
Well, this is a time where our foreign policy carries all over the news. Secretary of State John Kerry, with various statements trying to shape events with his words. But there's a problem is that when you speak a lot of words and nobody thinks that you're going to do anything, then your words don't mean anything. And that's what both from the president and from his Secretary of State. If you look just over the past few years from the revolution on the street in Iran to this recent Ukrainian uprising where the people were out on the street, and then you also have concurrently going on in Venezuela, you have movements on the street that are in a pro-American direction, pro-freedom direction. And America has done nothing in each one of these, and I bet you with only a few more minutes we could note a few more. But America did nothing to shape events on the ground when the popular uprising was in a pro-freedom, pro-religious liberty, pro-free economy direction, and we do nothing to come to their aid.
You know, it's kind of scary. I mean, sometimes when I think about it, because it's like, you know, I just remember being a younger man when we had the Achilles Laurel situation happen, and an American was thrown off of the ship, and then President Reagan sent a couple of fighter planes to get the gentlemen who were involved. And at that point, I remember as an American thinking, you know, you can't just keep picking on us. That's the end of that. And I felt proud. And now that's in 1980s, early 1980s. Now we're in the 2014s, and I'm like, nobody cares what we say. I mean, it's like a loss of the foreign policy has created not just a loss in the world around us looking at us as Americans, but pride within America in the healthy sense of pride.
Yeah. This is a time you remember, but many of your listeners were not even born, but this is an era that's being compared to the Jimmy Carter era that led up to the election of Reagan and an American renewal. And if God is gracious with us, there might be another opportunity for renewal. But our ability to shape things, not our ability, it's our ability today because of 6 years of not following through and backing down. The red line language that you noticed or that you mentioned just a minute ago, it's a direct parallel to what he was using with regards to Syria. And the world looks with regards to Ukraine and says he's not going to do anything. And he didn't do anything, and we won't.
Yeah,
that's, I'm absolutely certain, but I can't believe that we will.
Yeah, it's just I think that part I just really just dislike. It's the idea that you already know that no matter what we say, they're not paying attention. All right, let's get off of that because we're just hoping that corrects itself by the grace of God in the next couple of years. I mean, literally, we hope that completely changes. Let's talk about the book that you were just mentioning regarding Craig.
Alter
and
Ego.
Alter Ego, Becoming Who God Says You Are. And you hit on a huge key point. And the key point is this, that we spend a lot of time trying to live let's not say blessing, but getting the blessings of other people. And if I remember right, and I'm not brilliant or anything, but it was exactly that Pilate did, in which that led to the actual crucifixion of Christ. Now, of course, it was ordained and that was part of the process, but Pilate had his play in it because he wanted to create a sense of appeasement to the people that led to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. His book here hits right at the core of what we ought to be as believers. We ought to be thinking of what God thinks about us and not worried about what other people think about us, and worried about blessing others, not worried about people blessing us. Worried about he has this whole section in the interview. This is with Mark Daniels from our host out in Philadelphia, and he says, "What price are you willing to sell your integrity for? That is, if you want to be if you want to be a person of integrity, you want to be. It's that integrity is measured not when the camera's on, not when Russ Shubin gets an opportunity to speak on David Spoon, but it's what happens when Russ Shubin goes home at night to his home and his family. That's where integrity is. It is not when the bright lights are on and shining. It is who you are when nobody's looking, who you are when God only sees. So both from a positive as well as from a, let's say, a challenging with regards to integrity, Craig Groeschel is onto something really good here.
Yeah, that's an excellent topic, by the way. I just want to say I love, you know, we talk about it, we deal with politics, we deal with Christian truths that help us develop not just our relationship with one another, specifically with the Lord, but to help to advance the kingdom of God. That subject is an excellent subject for discussion, because it really, I think, especially in this country, as great as it is in many aspects, that realm is a big connection for us to realms like Rome, where everybody's trying to impress everybody. Everybody's trying to look good, and that's that whole Hollywood media, everybody look good for one another, everybody say the right thing kind of attitude.
Absolutely. The book is, just so it's in your listener's head, it's called Alter Ego, and it's A-L-T-A-R. So that means finding your ego, that is, finding your identity at the altar before the face of Christ.
Yeah, that's good. I didn't catch that when I first read it. I just looked at it now. That is a good, that's a great title, man. That's yeah. A great idea. As usual, the number one guest on the David Spoon Experience, by the way, Russell, that's what you are there.
Thank you very much.
You're the number one guest. Here it is, folks. Tomorrow, Saturday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., right here on KPRZ. You will not believe how good this show is. Plus, you go to ChristianOutlook.com. What a great opportunity to get the information there. I'm going to assume right now, and forgive me for doing so, that Russell, I'll be able to talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Let's go for it. I'll look forward to it, and everybody have a great weekend.
All right. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break and come back. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The all-new Subaru El Cajon knows how to deliver value, selection, and service. Check out their online specials at SubaruElCajon.com for new and certified pre-owned Subarus. Just 10 minutes from Mission Valley. Subaru El Cajon, they deliver.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon 14, helium, argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Our pets are our fur babies. They brighten up our lives with love and affection, and it's so very difficult and painful to lose one. Dr. Christy Freeman with Graceful Departure Pet Center understands what it's like to lose a pet and wants to provide a place that offers gentleness, compassion, and caring to animals and their families in their pets' final moments.
Hi, this is Dr. Christy Freeman. In 2002, God called me to provide at-home euthanasia and hospice services. Now he's giving me a new ministry by adding alkaline hydrolysis aftercare services. Alkaline hydrolysis is an environmentally friendly, gentle alternative to flame-based cremation. I totally understand how difficult it is to lose a pet. My goal is to make the process as peaceful and gentle as possible.
We all hope we'll never need this number, but if you own a pet, someday you will. Let Graceful Departure make this time as painless as possible. Call 619-741-5366 or go to GracefulDeparture.com for more information. Caring, compassion, a graceful departure.
I'm Julie Hayes.
Hayden, Dean of Behavioral Sciences at Southern California Seminary, inviting you to learn more about the excellent programs we offer for those who want to pursue a career in counseling, including those seeking a doctorate. We believe it honors God to study and understand human development, psychopathology, all from a biblical foundation for truth. Our culture has been negatively impacted by the damage and weakness of families in America. It impacts our way of life. Our instructors are clinicians and mentors and will support you through your degree program. We provide unique integration of psychology and theology so you can effectively impact individuals, families, and communities for the glory of God. I know that some of you feel a calling from God to be a counselor, and our graduates currently work as effective Christian psychologists, case managers, and therapists across the state and the country. Call us today at 888-389-7244. That's 888-389-7244. Or visit us online at socalsem.edu.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. All right, so Robert, producer, and I were talking during the break, and one of the things that came up is, I believe that was Mr. Prager's theme music.
Yes, it was.
That's correct. And so you're probably thinking, why was Dave so upset before he had Russell Shubin on? And the reason that Dave was so upset, I think this is a pretty valid thing, is my very own robo producer heard our very own Dennis Prager. Dennis, by the way, is on KCBQ, the sister station to KPRZ. And he said, do you remember what he said, robo producer?
Yeah, he basically in a nutshell said that he wanted to clarify it for people. Even though it was a best of today, he still did say it, that the way to get into heaven is through good works.
So I just decided that instead of being the big mouth that I normally am,
right?
It's not hard to do. I'm just going to read this, and then you can tell me.
It's pretty black and white.
I think if I read this, you can tell me what it says on your own. Let me just read it real quickly to you, and I can do this 100 times in the New Testament if I wanted to, but this is what it says. But now a righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Where then is boasting? It's excluded. On what principle? On that of observing the law? No, but on that of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. I just don't know how you get clearer. Here's the process. People say, well, just because you are justified by faith doesn't mean you can go breaking the law. Wait a minute. That is true. Let's just define that. Because you are justified by faith, that is the motivation to your best, to walk the best you can. But guess what? I got news for you. Ready? You will sin. No, you did not say that. Yes, I'm sorry. You will sin. But here's the great part. God is not unaware of what you're going to do wrong in breaking the law. And he chose you anyway. And I think where we're missing this is in particularly in Dennis's case, he's of Jewish descent like I am. And he's trying to find that rationalization in Deuteronomy and in part of Leviticus. He's excluding Hosea and other books, but he's primarily excluding Abraham. And Abraham is the core to Jewish understanding. Abraham had such a good friendship with God that when God said, hey, Abe, I'm going to wipe these people out. And Abe goes, if you find 50 people there, will you spare it? And God said, yes. And then Abe goes, if you find 45, That's the kind of relationship that Abraham had. By the way, if you just read Genesis 15 and 16, you find out that Abraham was justified by his faith, by believing in what God said regarding his life and existence. So this is not a mystery to the Jewish mindset or ideology. Abraham was a friend of God. And if you read Galatians, you find out from the Christian point of view that we are heirs with Abraham.
You know, even really quickly, Dave, we were talking about off the air earlier on today, too. We were talking about Catholicism and, you know, whether they're saved or not. And, you know, there's many parts of the Catholic Church that believe it's all about good works.
There are. Now, let's clarify. There's many parts of the Catholic Church that fully understand that it's Jesus Christ.
Yes, correct. I agree with you.
So I want to make sure that we get that defined clearly. There's many people in the Protestant Church that clearly define and believe that that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let me just be honest. In every church, there are those that are true and there are those that are not. I mean, that's just a fact. The bottom line is, from Dennis's point of view, I appreciate where he's coming from, but he's trying to use Moses above Abraham. Abraham is also in a forever covenant, and he is before Moses. And so my position would be, here's my biggest position. Dennis, you don't profess to be a Bible teacher, and you don't profess to be a director of truth. Then could you do me a favor and then not be one? I don't know. Is that wrong? Just, you know, he does a great job. Just let him do what he's doing. So anyway, it's not that I don't love people like Dennis. I thoroughly love them. I just think it's wrong and it should be addressed as Christians. So as Christians and as believers and as a Jewish believer, I say we pray for them all. I think that's the best answer to almost everything and anything you can encounter in life. There you go. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and my name is David Spoon. We're going to take a 70-hour break, and when we come back, there's going to be, you know, more insanity for Spoonanity and all that fun stuff. But in the meantime, have a great weekend and drive safe. God bless you.